All right, everyone, we are back. Hold on. All right, everyone, we are back with more Grimm's Uncanny Valley and returning to Mia. So let's go ahead and get started. Yeah, let's talk to Mia. Hey, why don't I go instead? Huh? Are you sure? It's sort of a girl issue, isn't it, Grimm? It would probably be better if Grace did it. Possibly, but I still know her the best. Think I'd be able to get through to her. Well, if you really want to, then be my guest. You just saved me from yet another argument with her. Great, it's decided then.
With a slightly disappointed look on Sadie's face, you stand up to go.
Damn, I was hoping we could have a few minutes of alone time. Good luck, I think you're gonna need it. Thanks, but I can handle it. This is either going to go well or really, really awkwardly.
You make your way across the street to the bar.
Just all the way over there. Good day, sir. Is there anything I can get for you? How about a young blonde probably hiding in the restroom? Well, as a matter of fact, we do have one of those. But if you're planning on taking her to go, then you might be shit out of luck. We'll see about that. Mia, you in there? Come on, Mia. This is just silly. I'm not being silly, I'm constipated. First of all, gross, and secondly, we both know that's not true. It could be. How would you know? Grace told me you felt uncomfortable coming out in what you were wearing. And what of it? Can I ask why? Does it have anything to do with me? Not everything is about you, Grimm. I know, I just have a feeling this one is. Am I wrong? Not entirely. Ugh. I thought that we were trying to get past all this weirdness between us. We are, I'm just having a tough time with this one. Just because you're wearing a bikini? Mia? I don't want you looking at me in that way. In what way? You know what way. It's just a bikini, Mia. Trust me, I'm not the horny, immature idiot I used to be. I know, it's still hard now. It's still hard, though. Yeah, but if we have any hope of moving on from the past, we can't get stuck up on little things like this. You're right. And look, if it'll make you feel any better, I can make myself dry heave when I see you. No, that's okay. If you say so. And you coming out?
Suddenly, you hear a latch to the stall click.
Thank God. Looks like I've gotten through to her.
Stepping out of the stall, Mia stands before you, bashfully. Struggling to meet yours.
What in the world has she got in that thing? See, was that so difficult? I guess not. Okay. Exactly. Now, how about you have a go at trying to look at me? There you go. Easy peasy, right? It wasn't the end of the world, no. Good. Think we can get out of here and actually spend some time doing what we came here to do? Okay, let's go. Awesome, but you go on ahead. For some unknown reason, I feel a sudden urge to puke my guts out. Come on, idiot. Good thing I've learned how to have a poker face. Because it never ceases to amaze me how beautiful she really is.
You and Mia walk back to the beach to join Grace and Sadie.
Looks like they've already gone in. Yeah. Hey, you guys coming in? The water's perfect. Well, you coming? Nah, I think I'll give it a miss this time. Not really in the mood. Fair enough. As for me, not sure I have much of a choice. Yeah, you better do as she says. That's typically the smart way to go about things. What are you waiting for? Get your butt in there. And that's my cue.
As you start walking away, you get an urge to say another thing.
Hey. Yeah? Everything is gonna be just fine, I promise you. Yeah, I know it will.
Taking your shirt off, you head towards the water, and with Sadie waving you in excitedly, you race in to join her.
Until a week ago, I thought so too. But now, I'm not so sure.
A few hours later.
What a lovely day. I think I'll start doing that more often. I still can't believe you hadn't gone swimming for that long. I know, but today has really reminded me not to take it for granted anymore. And I know I keep saying it, but you really missed out, Mia. Like I said, I wasn't in the mood. Maybe next time. Wasn't in the mood, huh? I think I get it. What do you mean? Ah, I think I get it now. Forget I said anything, Mia. I have no idea what you're getting at. I'm not sure, but I think they're under the impression that it's your time of the month. For fuck. Can't a girl just not feel like doing something without that having to be the reason? No need to get defensive. Whatever, I'm going upstairs. So touchy. I think I'm off too. I mentioned to get that seawater stink off me. Seriously? I can't get enough of it. If they bottled the stuff and made a perfume out of it, I'd buy it. Same. For some reason, it gives me a real energized feeling. Geez, I'm starting to get weirded out at how similar you guys are. Well, I don't know about Grace, but I take that as a compliment. Are you kidding? Of course I also take it as a compliment. I think you're rad. And I think you are too. They're really getting on like a house on fire. Although, guess it's a good thing. Okay, I'm gonna go take that shower. I don't know how much more of this love fest I can stomach.
Almost certain they didn't hear you. You leave the room and head for the bathroom. Once there, you remove your clothes and step into the shower.
A nice warm shower, just what the doctor ordered. Oh yeah, that's gonna hit the pot, hit the spot.
Lifting your head up to the gentle stream of water sprinkling down on you.
Lifting your head up to the gentle stream of water sprinkling down on you.
You close your eyes, embracing the tranquility.
Man, this feels good. I could stay in here for an hour. Not sure you could last that long. Huh? Sadie, what are you... You really should make sure to lock the door, Grim. You never know who might find their way in.
Turn off the shower.
You almost scared the shit out of me. Since when did you become such a ninja? We're both naked in the shower with my hand on your cock. Does it really matter? No, I suppose it does. Fuck! I think it's about time you collect on what I owe you. I mean, you've been more than helpful today at the beach. My pleasure. Oh, it will be. You want it right here? Uh-huh.
With your heart pumping, you grab Sadie by the back of her legs. And lifting her up, you push her back against the shower wall.
Oh, now what? Is my big strong boyfriend gonna make me scream till I come? Close, I'm gonna make you scream till I come. I like the sound of that, too. And just so you know, I've started taking birth control. So feel free to come wherever. Or in whatever you like. Lucky me.
As your hands grasp tightly onto the underside of her thighs.
Uh-oh, she might start seeing different men. They say that birth control changes the kind of woman that a man is interested in. There's actually been some studies. This isn't like bro science or something. But there's actually been studies where women that have taken birth control actually change the kind of... It messes with your hormones. So it changes the kind of women that... the kind of men that they're attracted to. So when they took them off the birth control, they weren't attracted to that man anymore. And that really caused some hassle because they may have married a man under birth control and then they got off of it. What did I ever see in you? It was the birth control. It's literally the hormones because we are humans. We are the human animal. We do have hormones and all kinds of things that are going on in our bodies. And when you mess with them, you change the way we see things and what we like and all that. It's really fascinating stuff. You push your
erect cock into her.
I guess I didn't need to say that.
Without wasting another second, you start moving.
Ah! Grim! Fuck my little pussy. Careful, someone could hear your moans since the shower's off. Easier said than done. And you're really not helping. Where would be the fun in that? It's actually saying, where's the fun in that, is what it's supposed to say.
You can feel her squeeze you even tighter, almost as if out of spite.
Ah. Keep going, Grim. Don't you dare come before you make my legs tremble. Push your hips as far against me as you can. You asked for it. How hot can this woman get?
Pulling out of Sadie, you twirl her around. Standing upright with her butt pressed against your cock, she starts swaying left and right. Just watching this sends shivers down your spine.
Ooh, such a tease. I've no idea what you're talking about. Is that so?
Grabbing her hips, you ram your entire length into her soaking pussy.
Ugh, fuck.
Not letting her even catch a breath, you start pounding her even more vigorously.
Man, we've got Alexa telling us this story. You know, I don't know. You guys gotta let me know here. Do you want me to read the sexy parts, or do you want Alexa here to read the sexy parts? Let me know in the comments, and I'll take her off, and I can read the sexy parts. Fuck! Good, that feels so good. Is that hard enough for you? Or do you think you can handle even more? More! Give me everything you have! I want your balls deep inside my little cunt.
Without uttering another word, you push her against the wall, bracing both her and yourself for what was next.
Ready? More than you can... Ah!
Immediately you start thrusting, your hands firmly gripping her hips.
Yes! Fuck me! Someone definitely heard that. I don't fucking care anymore. Just don't stop.
Her moans of pleasure just kept in check. You pound her with all your strength.
With all your strength.
Your balls slapping against her pussy on every thrust you ram into her.
Your balls slapping against her pussy. Fucking Sadie. Yes, Grim, fill every inch of me with that perfect cock!
The pure obscenity of what's coming out of her mouth soon pushes you over the top.
Ah! Shit! 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 I'm gonna come! Give it to me, Grim! Give me your hot, gooey load wherever you want! I can't hold it anymore! Face to tits. Ah! Want to test the birth control?
Having never done it before, you decide not to pass up the chance to come inside her.
Oh, I'm definitely coming inside. That's what I was hoping for, baby. Fill my pussy with your hot load. Ah, here it comes!
Squeezing every inch of your cock into her, you allow yourself to release.
Fuck! Oh, God! He's probably not thrilled right now. I can feel it pouring inside.
Struggling to keep your legs from buckling, you have what seems to be the longest orgasm you ever experienced. Perhaps it's because of how incredibly attracted you were to Sadie. Perhaps it was because of how kinky it was to be fucking her in the shower like this. Or perhaps it was because it was the first time you ever ejaculated inside her. But maybe, just maybe, it was because it reminded you of someone else you came inside of.
Hmm? What's the matter? Nothing. How the hell did that pop into my head? It's just that... It was overwhelming, wasn't it? Yeah, that's exactly it. Ignore it, Grim. It wasn't intentional anyway. Really overwhelming. Just don't think about it and enjoy your perfect girlfriend, idiot. I'm glad you liked it. Because I loved it. Now, if you don't mind, I gotta go clean myself up. Sure, go ahead.
After showering together, you and Sadie get dressed.
That was fun, huh? Who says shower sex is overrated? I don't know, but whoever it is, they're clearly doing it wrong. Grim, what are you doing? Just making sure, you know, that no one's around.
the two of you leave the bathroom.
Why are you making sure no one's around? I don't know. I just don't want anyone to get the wrong idea. The wrong idea being what? That we were doing the hanky-panky in there? We're a couple, Grim. It wouldn't exactly come as a surprise to anyone, don't you think? I know, but it still feels weird. The way I see it, what we do is between us and only us. Prude.
As you enter the kitchen, you're immediately struck by the sight of Isla sitting at the dining table with Grace.
Oh crap, this is definitely gonna get awkward. Look who's here, Grim. Hi. Hey. And you haven't met Grim's girlfriend yet, have you?
You can't be sure, but you're almost certain your face turned completely white.
No, I don't believe I have. It's nice to meet you. I'm Isla.
Inversely, turning to look at Sadie, you notice her face had turned as red as a tomato.
Damn it, I was hoping she might not recognize her. I'm Sadie. It's a pleasure too. Isla decided to stop by and apologize in person about the other night. I told her it wasn't necessary, but she wouldn't hear of it. Oh, that was really nice of you. It's just that I felt so guilty about it, I wanted to make sure you knew how sincere I was. Grim? Could I quickly pull you aside for a minute? Yeah, sure, I wonder what this is about. We'll be right back. Take your time.
Stepping away for a second.
What is it? What is it? Are you actually asking me that? That's the lady that saw us! I know. Clearly, why didn't you tell me? I didn't really know. You didn't want to talk about it that night when I got home, and after that I just kinda forgot about it, I guess. God, this is so much worse than I thought. Uh-huh, who's the prude now? That's totally different. That stranger literally saw us having sex. She's not a stranger to me.
Sadie stares at you, completely perplexed.
Uh-oh. I swear, I don't understand how your mind works at all. You're weirded out by people just being aware that we fuck, but when they actually see us do it, that's cool? What else do you want me to say? Sure, I prefer if she didn't see us, but there's nothing we can do about it, is there? Sure there is. I can go hide in our room, for example. Don't be silly, Sadie. You're just gonna make it even more awkward if you do that. Not if I never see her again. You're being ridiculous. You know who's being ridiculous? Me right now. Me, I'm guessing? No, her! Why would she even show up here after that? To be honest, I'm kind of wondering that myself. If anything, I thought she'd be doing everything to avoid us. Probably because she didn't think it was that big of a deal or something. Isn't that a good thing? I don't know, this is all just so weird. It'll be fine. Come on, let's just go back. Please, for me? Fine. Thank you.
Still uneasy, Sadie follows you back into the kitchen.
Everything all right? Yeah, totally. I have to say, Sadie, I love your hair. It looks really cool. That's a weird little dress you got on. Oh, thanks. I thought I'd try something new. Well, it was a good decision. Hey, why don't you guys take a seat? You're making me nervous just standing there like that. Thanks, but we were gonna just do that, weren't we, Sadie?
Sadie looks to you, not saying a word. And after a short second, she looks back.
Yup, that's just what I was gonna say. If there was ever a time to be struck down with lightning, now would be it.
After powering your way through the conversation with your painfully awkward girlfriend, you spend the rest of the day not doing much of anything. And later that night...
What the heck? Is that my phone? It is, but who the hell would be calling me at this hour? Fuck it, I'll see who it was in the morning.
After buzzing a few more times, it eventually stops.
Finally. How strange, though. Not even that many people have my number. Although I guess it could be some telemarketer from overseas. Would you like to buy your health insurance? Health insurance for car! That doesn't even make sense. Oh, for fuck's sake. Screw it. Now that my curiosity is piqued, I won't be able to sleep until I see who it is. It's a number I don't recognize. Good, at least it hasn't woken her up. I don't know how it couldn't. Let's see who's bugging me at this time of night, shall we? Hello? Grim, you finally answered! You have no idea how many times I've called you. Oh shit, she is fucking drunk. Cindy, is that you? And I'm pretty sure she only called twice. Of course it is. Who else would it be? Well, I don't know, but how'd you even get my number? Vivian gave it to me, like, 2 weeks ago. I didn't know you 2 weeks ago, Cindy. Plus, how did Vivian get my number? Sure you did. I've been living in this town for like a year. Don't you remember? Yeah, now it's starting to come back to me. I think she's drunk. God, you're so silly. Uh-huh. Hey, Cindy, is there something I can do for you? Oh, not really. I just wanted someone to talk to, that's all. You're not busy, are you? Busy, I mean, I was trying to get some sleep. You do know what time it is, yeah? Maybe like 6 o'clock? No, it's not 6 o'clock. Huh? 5 o'clock? No, Cindy, it's past midnight. It is? Oh my god.
After a brief silence occurs, you become almost certain you hear the distant sound of crashing waves.
Hey, Cindy? Yeah. Where are you right now? I'm talking to you, obviously. I'm asking where you are, Cindy, not who you're talking to. Oh, I'm just sitting on a bench looking at the ocean. Well, don't you think you should be home at this hour? Sebastian's probably worried about you. He isn't worried about anyone but himself. Anyway, it's nice here, so I'll probably just sleep here tonight. Cindy, you can't do that. It's not safe. Who knows what kind of creeps are lurking around there? It's fine. No one's going to bother me. I wouldn't be so sure. A pretty young girl like you, you're just asking for trouble. You think I'm pretty? I mean, sure. But that's not the point. The point I'm trying to make is that you need to go home right this minute. You shouldn't be all alone out there. Then why don't you come and keep me company? I won't be alone then. I was just in bed, Cindy. I'm not going to do that. Fine, have it your way. It's not my way, Cindy. It's simply the safe, responsible...
Before you can finish, you hear the beep of a call that just ended.
Shit, she hung up on me. Man, I've had a call like that before.
Decision to sleep the night at the beach. You call her back.
Weird as fucking shit. Come on, pick up.
She doesn't answer.
Son of a bitch, how fucking irresponsible can that girl be? I can't just leave her there, can I? No, I can't. If something were to happen to her, I'd never forgive myself. Jesus, what a hassle.
Going back into your room, you quietly get dressed to leave the house.
Okay, I'm ready to go. I just hope that girl stays put at least a little longer. Ugh, Grim, what are you doing? Damn. Are you going out somewhere? Yeah, gotta go pick up a friend somewhere. I wish she didn't have to, but she's likely to get herself into trouble if I don't. Oh. Ah, fuck. Why did I say she? Sadie's just gonna get suspicious now. Okay, then. Good luck. Huh? That's it? What do you mean? You're not going to ask me who she is or, you know, probe me a little more? Nope, didn't plan on it. Besides, I trust you.
As she says that, you feel a pang of guilt shoot through you.
I appreciate that. Thanks. Ugh, you're welcome. Just don't be gone too long. I need you to keep this bed warm for me. I'll be back before you know it.
With that, you head off towards the beach to fetch Cindy.
Now where's that bench you mentioned sitting on? Oh, there it is, and there she is too. Looks like she's really asleep. Oh, I don't know, man. She got pretty drunk off that damn wine, let me tell you. Or maybe passed out would be a more accurate description. Hey, Cindy?
Unresponsive, you nudge her a little harder.
Uh-oh. Come on, you gotta wake up. Leave me alone, I'm not interested. It's me, Cindy, Grimm. What are you doing here? I'm here to take you home. I already told you I'm not going home. Why, did something happen? Come on, lay it on me. Things aren't too good over there. They've been fighting a lot. Isla and Sebastian? Yeah, and I just can't take it anymore. What are they fighting about? Everything, but mostly about that dinner the other night. Isla wasn't happy with Dad's behavior, and he... I don't know. I guess he doesn't think she's supporting him enough. That she's taking Grace's side over his. I see how that can cause a lot of tension, but... It looks to me like you're getting caught in the crossfire. Did you talk to them about how it's making you feel? With her, I have. And she's been nice about it, I guess. Tries not to start arguments with Dad in front of me and stuff. And what about him? He couldn't care less. It's actually supposed to be he could care less. Though, what else is new? There isn't anyone that does. What? Let's not do that. That's not true. I'm sure there are plenty of people that care about you. Like who? Isla, for one. You just said that she was making an effort not to fight in front of you. If you didn't matter to her, she wouldn't do that. Mm-hmm. And there's also Vivian. She cares about you, although I'm not so sure about that. Yeah, only when it's convenient for her. I'm sure there are others. I just don't know you well enough to name them. What about you? Me? Do you care about me? Like I said, I don't know you all that well. So it's a no then. No, that's not it. It's just that, shit, what am I supposed to say? Sure I care about you. Really? You mean it? I do. I guess it's true what they say. All the good ones are taken. Oh, well, not all of them. The one I like is... Cindy, we talked about this. Yeah. Besides, I'm not so great. You could do a lot better. Trust me. Still, nobody else is here with me. And even though, like you said, we barely know each other, you still came. That seems pretty great to me. I'm just trying to be a friend, that's all. And what if I want something more? Doesn't what I want matter too? I can't. Yes, you can. I know you want to. I can see it in your eyes. Please, Grimm. Make me feel good. Is she right about me? Can she really see it in my eyes? Do I want to go all the way with her? I trust you. This is wrong, I know that, but no one would ever have to find out about it. What the hell do I do? I can't do this, Cindy. You can, I know you want to. It doesn't matter if I do or don't. It's wrong. But she wouldn't even have to know. I promise I'd keep it just between us. I know, that's more than enough. I'd know, that's more than enough. But, I'm sorry, Cindy, but it's never gonna happen. You have to accept that. I understand if that's what you really want. It is. Although, like I said, I'm still here for you as a friend. Why? What do you mean, why? You say you don't want me, right? So why would you want to be my friend? I don't understand. What does that have to do with anything? People who say they want to be my friends always want something more from me. Well, you got the wrong fucking friends then, don't you, lady? Really? Yeah. Well, you've been hanging around with the wrong people then. Maybe. Definitely. Friends, huh?
Turning back to you, the hint of a smile is on her face.
What would we even have to talk about? I don't know. Anything. Like, what are my hobbies and stuff? Sure, we can talk about that. I don't really have any hobbies. Yeah, you and 90% of the other women in the world. Then it doesn't have to be about that. I don't watch a lot of TV or movies either. I'm sure we'll find something. Yeah, it's weird. She's almost childlike. Achoo! You cold? A little. Think you're ready to go home? Not yet. Okay, but we should go somewhere warmer. You're starting to shiver. You wouldn't happen to have a key to your bar. I do. Oh, good. How about we sit in there for a bit? Sure.
Heading to the bar, you and Cindy get a seat to keep talking a little longer.
Wow, it's really starting to get late. Yeah, sorry about that. No, it's fine. This is probably for the best anyway. Gives you some time to sober up a bit before going home. I didn't drink that much. Well, it was enough to be noticeable, that's for sure.
Suddenly, the door bursts open.
What the hell is going on here?
Startled almost to the point of jumping out of your skin, your head snaps to Sebastian standing at the door, furious.
Dad! I've been trying to get a hold of you for ages! Why didn't you answer your phone? I just wanted to have some time to myself. At this hour? You had me worried sick. And what are you doing here? Nothing, I was just, you know what? I don't give a damn. We're going home right this second. Ow, you're hurting me. Hey, you take it easy. Ugh, Jesus Christ, Cindy. You stink like a fucking brewery. So that's how it is, huh? You try to get my daughter drunk so you can take advantage of her? No, not at all. I wasn't even here when she drank. Bullshit! It's not, I swear. Cindy, tell him. That's what I thought. Cindy, go get in the car. I need to have a word with him. But now!
She looks at you with both panic and shame.
Sorry.
Saying this, she quietly leaves the bar.
Oh, okay, she has that. Look, you're blowing this way out of proportion. Really? Then how do you explain all this? Cindy has never behaved like this, and the first time she does, I find her here with you. If that's true, then you really didn't pay much attention to her. How dare you? You know, I thought you were different from Grace, but you people are all the same. Nothing but fucking troublemakers, a lot of you. What's that supposed to mean? Go ask that whore! Alright. Before we make a decision like this, let's think on it. Should I punch him in the damn face or should I just curse at him? Part of me wants to knock him the fuck out. Let's see here.
Unable to control yourself, you fling a fist straight towards his face.
Oh!
With the punch landing clean, Sebastian goes tumbling to the floor.
Ah, fuck! You fucking hit me, you little cunt! Talk about her like that again and I'll pop you a second time. You'll regret doing that, really? Because right now I feel pretty good about it. Get your ass out of here before I call the fucking cops! Gladly.
Without exchanging any other words, you leave the bar with Sebastian clutching at his nose. With your adrenaline pumping the whole way, you walk home. The disparaging comment about Grace at the forefront of your mind.
Boy, did that outing go south. Wonder how long until the others hear about it.
As you make your way into the kitchen, you're immediately met with Grace standing there, arms crossed. And just from the look in her eyes, you knew it was sooner than you thought.
Hey? Hey, is that all you have to say? I'm guessing it isn't. You punched him? Are you out of your damn mind? What, he called you? Yeah, he did. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but I'm actually on his side for this one. You wouldn't say that if you heard what he said about you. I don't give a shit what he said about. Oh, it doesn't give you a reason to assault the man. I know, I fucked up. Yeah, you did. You're lucky he's not pressing charges. Is that what he said? Fortunately for you, yes. Although I have no idea why. But aside from that, what were you even doing out with Cindy at this time of night? She called me. Having some trouble at home, just needed someone to talk to about it. Since when were you two even that close? Believe me, I was asking myself the same thing. But she did call, so I decided to go talk to her. And by talking, you mean you got her drunk? What? No, of course not. She was already drunk by the time I got there. That's why I even went to begin with. I didn't think she should be out alone out there while drunk. Well, that's not how he thinks it went down. And apparently Cindy isn't doing much to dissuade him of that thought. I'm confused by that, too. Maybe she doesn't want to tarnish that perfect image he has of her. Doesn't matter now. He made it clear that he doesn't want you anywhere near her from now on. And what do you think? I think he's right. You already have enough problems with the prick. There's no need for more. And now it's late, so I'm going back to bed. We can talk about this more in the morning. Good night.
As she starts off, you decide to ask what troubled you on your walk home.
You know, he said something about you that has me confused.
She stops in her tracks.
Care to know what it was? Not really. Pretty sure I've heard it all before. Maybe. But this one really threw me for a loop. What did he say, Grim? He called you a whore. And he's called me a lot of things. I don't doubt that. But a whore? Bitch, cunt, I get those, but calling you a whore somehow felt personal. They're just words. I wouldn't read too much into it if I were you.
Turning away from you, she starts off again.
I don't believe you. I don't give a shit what you believe.
Suddenly, Mia walks in.
What's going on down here? Nothing. Go on back to bed. That's what I'm doing.
Walks away.
Well, what happened? I really don't want to get into it. Good night, Mia. Night.
A little annoyed, you go to your room. Walking inside, you see Sadie still fast asleep.
Thank God. I really wasn't in the mood to have a conversation about all this. Jeez, I can't believe how angry she got. If I wasn't sure before, now I'm definitely convinced there's something more to it. But what? What exactly is the story between her and Sebastian?
Meanwhile...
Why she got that saucy little number on her? Oh, that's probably what she goes to bed in. You can do this, Mia. Don't make a big deal out of it. It's just a few photos, nothing more than that. Soon enough, it'll all be over. You got this. Chapter 4. Slurp, slurp. Still nothing? No, sorry. What's wrong? Is it something I'm doing?
Oh, you definitely remember her from season 1. That's your...
Who the fuck is that? That's your... I don't know. Oh! Well, remember, there's not enough...
Of course, there's no way you'd forget.
Yeah.
Let's get on with the story now.
No, it's nothing to do with you. I'm just... I don't know. My mind is all over the place right now. Is one of those places Mia? Huh? What makes you say that? Just a hunch, but it's kind of hard to ignore the fact that you've been acting strange ever since she left. Have I? I didn't even realize. It's okay, but she's doing fine, Grim. She told me so herself. And you're fine with it, too? I am, well, mostly. Obviously, I'm not thrilled with how she went about everything, but she's always been an impulsive person. Ultimately, I think this will be good for her. And Grace? She, on the other hand, I'm less happy with. She shouldn't have gone behind my back like that. Although it's not like there's a lot of loss, it's not like there's a lot of love lost between us, anyway. Sorry, I shouldn't get into all of that with you. Especially now when we finally got some alone time. No, it's fine. Doesn't bother me at all. Well, good. Because this little guy still has work to do. Little? Whoa, I like where this is going. Well, I can't just lie here and let you disparage the poor fella, can I? So I think what you need now is to be thoroughly disciplined. Oh, yeah? And how would you go about doing such a thing?
Without warning, you stuff your increasingly erect cock into her.
Ah! I'm making you scream, that's how. And you say that's meant as punishment? Depends. On how rough I can get.
With a glimmer of excitement in her eye, she clasps her hands tightly onto your back, her nails digging into your skin as she does.
Do your worst. No, you're going to regret saying that.
Thrusting your pelvis forward, you push even deeper into her.
Fuck!
Satisfied with her reaction, you start pounding her pussy with every ounce of vigor you can muster.
Oh God, yes! 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 Herbal Essences commercial. Grim, are you listening? Huh? You kind of wandered off there for a minute, did you? Yeah, sorry, I was just thinking about something. Must have been pretty important. Care to share what it was about? I'd rather not. It's not something I'm really all that comfortable talking about with other people. As you shouldn't be. This is your fourth session, Grim. I'd have hoped by now you didn't feel the need to keep anything from me. I know. Still easier said than done. Why? Is it shame? Embarrassment? Not sure. Both, probably. You understand I'm not here to judge you, right? Only to help. I know. And you say that, but how can you not judge? We all do. It's not really a choice. Respectfully, I disagree with that notion, but I understand where you're coming from. So, how about this? I want you to ask me any questions you have about me. Anything you want. Nothing is off limits. About you? Yes, at the moment I sense that you're still holding back. And that can't continue if we're to get anywhere with this. Which is why I think that if you learn a little about me, that'll help put us on even ground. To take me off this judgmental pedestal you have me on, so to speak. I see. So go for it. I'm an open book.
Having been put on the spot, you ask the first thing that pops into your head.
Your outfit. It's not exactly typical attire for a therapist. I suppose not. Why? You don't approve? Hey, I don't judge either. It was just an observation. I just like to embrace my femininity. Some might not agree, but I don't think there's anything wrong with wanting to look sexy. Neither do I. If you've got it, flaunt it. But plus, if you're single, why the hell not? Single? Oh, I'm not single. Oh, right. Of course you're not. Obviously, someone like you would have a boyfriend. Husband. Someone like me?
You feel your face go flush as you inadvertently admit to finding her attractive.
Well, what I meant to say was, take a deep breath, Grim, it's fine. And thank you. Also, I don't have a boyfriend either. I'm married. She's got a husband. Married, but...
You gaze down to her hand where you were sure you never saw a wedding ring. Confirming your memory serves you right, you see that she, in fact, isn't wearing one.
Confused, huh? It's true, I don't wear a ring. Ah, I see now. Going through a rough patch at the moment, huh? Not at all. Oh, well then why? We have an open relationship. Okay. And this is where we're gonna end it for right now. That seems like a good spot. So at any rate, this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we'll see ya next time for more Returning to Mia. Stay tuned.